Well, welcome to Buffalo. This is On the Road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton, and you know Jeff Loggeman. Logs, you've been here enough. You played in the AFC East. You've been to Buffalo when it's cold. What was your impression when you got off the airplane?
Is it December? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I actually played the coldest game in the history of the Buffalo Bills, and it was minus 40, and that was a December game. And here we get off the plane in Buffalo, and it's actually very warm. It's probably in the 50s, and I think tomorrow's forecast is expected to be right around 50, 51 degrees. But with the chance of rain, that will make it a little bit chilly.
And how does it change the game plan when you have that kind of a rain? I mean, this is not a team that runs the ball very well, and we used to talk about the ability to pound it out.
Well, and the Bills are a team that runs the ball very well with C.J. Spiller, and it's not just the rain that's a factor. They're talking about 20 to 30 mile an hour winds with the rain. So you're talking about this would be a mudder type of day if you played on grass. Obviously, this is artificial turf. But the Buffalo Bills run the ball very effectively. But good news for the Jaguars is that they have a real good chance of having Greg Jones available for tomorrow's game. And that's a big boost for a running game that really has missed him.
Any chance that we see the Rashad Jennings that we saw in August with Greg Jones leading the way?
Well, I hope so, Brian. I mean, this is chance number three. You know, the first chance that he had was at the beginning of the season after Maurice's holdout. He was a starter in Minnesota, and then Maurice eventually got that because he got hurt. And then Maurice gets hurt with the foot the second time around for his second opportunity. Really didn't take a chance, take advantage of the chance, and then they benched him. And now with Jalen Parmalee going to injury reserve with the groin, this is chance number three. And hey, look, Rashad Jennings is in a contract year. I mean, this is when you want to make hay or make money.
There was a pretty good feeling around the building this week. Some of it was coming off of the win last week. Some of it's probably residual from playing well in Houston 2 weeks ago. And some of it's the addition of Jason Babin, which gives people the sense that they've got a legitimate edge pass rusher that will help them tomorrow afternoon. What do you think?
Well, today I actually came into the stadium early before we left, and I watched four games of Jason Babin. And after watching the film, I can't believe that the Philadelphia Eagles let him walk. I can't believe it. Last week against the Carolina Panthers, he legitimately almost had four sacks in that ball game, and he had one. He is a relentless player. He reminds me a lot of Michael McCray, who Tony Boselli has raved about. He said he was the best player that he ever played against in his career. And I'm not saying that he's at Mike McCray's level, but he is an elite pass rusher. Last year he had 18 sacks. He could have 10 sacks right now if he had more opportunities and wasn't on a dysfunctional team.
So the reason for optimism around that building and around Jacksonville, who are excited about this, it's real.
It's real, and he is a player that will fit right in. The Jaguars do not run a very complex defense. I mean, this is a very simple defense. All they do is line up and play, and they try to play very well within that scheme, which is not, like I said, not a complex scheme. So I think he's going to play left end, and this is me guessing after watching him on tape. I think he's going to play left end. I think he's going to play probably the normal amount of snaps that Jeremy Mincy would play, and I'm talking 40-plus. I'd be surprised if he didn't contribute that much.
All right, let's end it on a less optimistic note, and that's what's going on in Kansas City right now. You've been around this league a long time, been in the locker room. I've been around it long enough to know how teams bond and gel and guys spend so much time together. Can you imagine what's going on in Kansas City right now with head coach Romeo Crennel and his football team?
No, I can, and I don't know exactly what happened, but the reports are is that he committed suicide in front of people with that organization. My thoughts and prayers go out to his girlfriend and the family of his girlfriend. And unfortunately, the three-month-old baby is now not going to grow up without parents. And that's the saddest thing of all of this before we even talk about football. But, you know, it's tough, and it's tough for this team. I mean, players, they know Javon Belcher. And Montel Owens in particular. Montel Owens, Maine guy, and that's where Javon Belcher came from. There ain't many guys from Maine that play in the National Football League. So the ones that do are very familiar with each other. And Montel's taking it hard, you know, and rightly so. But I can't imagine for the Kansas City Chiefs, and certainly I can't imagine it for that child that's going to have to grow up without a mom and a dad, and also the family of the lady that was killed.
All right. That'll do it for On the Road with the Jaguars. Clearly a lot of eyes will be at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow when the Chiefs line up to play the Carolina Panthers.